DJ Durkin, the Maryland coach who was at the helm of a program where a player died from exhaustion, was coming back.
Yeah.
And now, within the last 15 minutes, Maryland has changed its mind.
Yeah, reinstated by the Board of Regents. Board of Regents decided it was time for him to come back and that he would still be the football coach. The president disagreed, caused a lot of drama and chaos in the administration. But Durkin was reinstated, talked to the players. Several players walked out of a meeting with him because they didn't want him to be around. They didn't want him to be their coach. And now there's been a ton of media backlash, political backlash, everything else toward the program. And they have finally decided, you know what, it's probably not worth it. He's gone. He's out of here. So no longer the coach. It's a very complex, you know, situation that they're a part of. But it just seems so weird that yesterday they decided, you know what, we're going to endure all the negative publicity, all the negative attention, and just put him back in there. And now all of a sudden they can't deal with all of that. I guess they just didn't expect all of that to happen. I mean, it was just such a bizarre thing. Do they open themselves up to anything, Justin, by going through this whole process the way they did?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they couldn't have handled it worse. So if they had just fired him and kept it as that, they certainly have the justification, right? They have the story they're going to go with. They know what, you know, the investigators have found in regards to the death. And so they have something to hang their hat on. But then by reinstating him and then firing him after the backlash, you open up an argument for Durkin to say it wasn't actually a fireable offense. The investigation wasn't against me. It was against the strength and conditioning coach, and I had no knowledge that he was doing these things. And so you knew that, which is why you brought me back. But then the PR was more than you could handle. The bad PR was more than you handle, and you fired me for bad PR, not for cause. I think they opened themselves up for that story. Do I think that story is true? No, but rarely is, you know, what you argue at trial and in court about what actually is true. It's about what you can prove and what you can't prove.
He's our legal insider. Battle-born injury lawyers, Justin Watkins, back in studios. We're hanging out down here at the Golden Nugget downtown. I want to read something to you and then follow it up with the other side of this in terms of legal issues. The attorney for the McNair family, and Jordan McNair is a young man who passed away, yesterday said, today the board ratified and validated the heartbreaking actions by Coach Durkin and his staff towards Jordan in May by continuing the employment of a man who failed in his primary responsibility to Jordan. He also followed up by saying, how can a student athlete be called a puss, and it's the full form of that, as he is in the early stages of death, dying before their eyes with no action taken and yet no one be held accountable? So that leads into, was Maryland, if they had kept Durkin around, facing even bigger legal issues from this kid's family and maybe others?
No, only because they have already said, remember they took the extraordinary step not very early on, but a couple months ago, where they said they accepted legal and moral responsibility for the death of McNair. And so they have that ship has sailed. They can't make it any worse than it already is for them from a legal perspective in regards to McNair's death. So I don't think that makes it any worse. Does it certainly make the PR, the perception, worse? Because now the McNair family is sort of taking shots at them, justifiable shots. Yes, absolutely. So they certainly didn't make anything easier on themselves, but they didn't put themselves in a worse legal position.